Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of Ming and Ada Spark the Digital Age, The Girls Who Changed the World, Book 4, written by Jackie French and read by Edwina Wren. The school library froze, as all sound was sucked away. Kayla's thumbs halted mid-text. Tuan gazed blankly at his book, his mouth open as if to catch the fly that hung in front of him. Ming Kuang grinned, put down her maths homework, and looked around for the culprit. But apart from all her classmates looking like life-sized plastic replicas, there was nothing unusual to see. Certainly not the old, young figure with silver hair, purple joggers holding an open umbrella she'd expected. Herstory's other appearances had been theatrical, followed by even more drama as she sent Ming on adventures to watch girls in the past change the world, and then write about their achievements, the ones that history, Herstory's brother, hadn't recorded. But who else could have stopped the world? And where was Herstory now? Herstory? Ming whispered. More silence.
Herstory!
Yelled Ming, suddenly realizing there was no need to whisper when no other human nearby could hear.
There's no need to shout.
Herstory wandered from behind one of the library shelves, her long silver robe rustling like the flickering of years, her umbrella in one hand, an open book in the other. She glanced up at Ming.
Sorry, I do enjoy reading science fiction.
To see if the writers get the future right.
How would I know what happens in the future?
But... Herstory looked at her, exasperated.
I know the past, not the future, though I make good guesses. The more you know about the past, the better you can predict the future.
What kind of predictions?
The easy kind that most humans ignore.
Herstory raised a silver eyebrow.
Like the fact that any area that has flooded in the last 5,000 years is going to flood again. That one day, the dormant volcanoes in Bass Strait, Victoria, South Australia, around Wollongong in New South Wales and in North Queensland are going to erupt once more. That when I ask a girl called Ming Kuang if she'd like to adventure into the past again to watch a girl change the world, she's going to say yes.
I might say no.
Ha, said Herstory.
Are you planning to send me somewhere safe? Asked Ming suspiciously, remembering being thrust into a burning building in World War I and facing a tiger in the 1890s. In her last adventure, she'd had to watch a friend crawl down a giant wombat hole in the middle of the night to save a small boy. Herstory grinned and put the book back on a nearby shelf. Probably not.